You like Peggy's voice?
Good morning. I'm Dave Ramsey. I chair the Finance Committee of the Leon County Research and Development Authority. We are here for purposes of reviewing and adopting a proposed budget. Today is Tuesday, August 30th. It is 9:03. I'll call the meeting to order. I see no invited guests or introduced guests or guests of any other nature.
We do have online Peggy and Stephanie.
Okay, great. Peggy and Stephanie, good morning.
And Bill will be joining us shortly.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Do we have any agenda modifications?
No, sir.
None? Okay. All right. We had minutes of the previous budget committee. Those have been disseminated. I have reviewed them. They appear to be accurate to me, but if you have suggestions for modifications, please indicate that now. Motion approved. Second, any further discussion? Hearing none, those favor approving the minutes of the previous meeting, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by like sign. Minutes are approved. At this point, we are going to begin discussing a challenging budget. And I would ask first that we begin with a review of the significant assumptions. And Ron, if you would just kind of go over that list of assumptions with us and give us something to think about as we go through then the numbers.
Okay. So if you're talking about the narrative piece,
yes.
You're talking about this. Okay. So the first thing to note, this goes along with the spreadsheet in particular, where you see the letter indicators over here. So I kind of gave you a rundown of what's different in this budget versus the prior budget. And at the end, in the summary on the last page, I kind of gave you the big picture, and those are the highlighted items that you see in yellow. So I'll talk about those at the end, but just to kind of get it. Normally, when we go through this process and we talk about what changes in the budget, usually those are the things that stand out, you know, budget for 1 year, budget to the next year. But both of these years have some very unusual items in there, and it's not as clear cut, which is kind of why I jumped to that other piece at the end. The first thing to note is that we've got $12.7 million in revenue that's expected to be recognized from the grant, for the EDA grant. You know, obviously that distorts everything. So what I did in order to make this a little more simpler to compare is down at the bottom, you'll see that I added back, I subtracted out that revenue to get to a number that is comparable to what we've done in the past in terms of what we call operating cash flow. And so that's a little easier to compare from 1 year to the next. And from that, I subtracted the ordinary, what I call ordinary capital expenditures. In this case, it's the elevator and other things, HVAC, that sort of thing. And then I gave you sort of a reconciliation down here at the bottom of what happens as a result of the North Florida Innovation Lounge separately. So they're both in this bottom line number, the $1.1 million. We are going to have to put an extra $470,000 into as our contribution into the project during the year. And this assumes that we've already put the $1.8 million into the project in the current year. I'm not sure that it could shift into next year. Depends on what the bills come in this month and next. This month is not expected to be much in terms of the construction project. But next month they're telling me it's gonna be a lot. So in that cash flow for that project, we'll have all of our contributions made between now and the end of next fiscal year. That makes sense. But I just wanted to, the main point of this at this point in the conversation is that these numbers are more comparable to what we've done in the past in terms of what's included in there. By adding back the revenue from the EDA grant. So we're looking at $402,900 operating loss before capital expenditures, and another $261,000 in capital expenditures, which is predominantly the cost of the elevators. So just working through from there on the narrative, some of you have been through this before. Now we start from the ground up. We don't, this budget is not built based on, you know, we had so much money allocated to a bucket last year, so we're going to do that plus 3% or whatever. We don't do it that way. We look at everything we know, and we budget for that. Some things are guesses, but they're still educated guesses. You know, maintenance costs, for example, what's that going to be? We don't know for certain, but we have a pretty good idea, barring any major catastrophes. We know what leases we have. We know which ones are going to expire. We don't necessarily assume they're all going to renew. Some of them that have continued on a year-to-year basis, we do assume they'll continue. Some of the smaller leases, but we don't assume on most of the larger. Now we are at a point now where we have more longer-term leases, but we'll work through that. But what you'll see is that rent revenue is going to drop approximately $52,000, primarily because of loss of lease with the COVID labs in the building. And then if you recall, when we renegotiated the Phipps building lease, that we extended that lease over 15 years, but in the process, we reduced the rent. It offset what the rent was going to go down, which was a whole lot more than that. So that's $23,800. And then we do pick up a little bit on the National Park Service lease because they have a CPI inflation increase that has to go with. And then here's where you see the breakdown on the grant revenue. So grant revenue is what we recognize during the year because this is a reimbursement grant. We recognize revenue on the contributions that our other parties are contributing as a percentage of, you know, their percentage of what we've actually spent during the year. So that will continue to be recognized until we recognize their entire 100% of their contributions. Ours is not revenue. Our contribution is not considered revenue, obviously. The other grant revenue is, again, it's in the previous budget, we expected to receive $115,000 more than what we actually got. We are getting ARPA grant revenue, but some of it was actually earned by the North Florida Innovation Labs, by IPTLH. So we thought we were going to have all of it running through LCRDA at the time we did the budget. Now IPTLH is the primary recipient of the grant, but we're taking as much into LCRDA as we can because a lot of it's, you know, some of the salary offsets, but where there are expenses that can actually be incurred by IPTLH, it helps with their nonprofit status to be able to receive some of that grant money. So we're trying to manage that process as well. And we'll go through, as we go through some of these other sheets, I think some of this is a little clearer if you want to get into those weeds. But the other big item is the funds from OEV and that MOU. So we get $268,500. We've already received the money, but we recognize it in income, again, as we spend it, because it's basically a reimbursement. So we're using it right now. We offset some marketing wages for this year and then for next year, and as well as some renovations we're doing for Collins. But some of it, about $80,000, is being put, $92,500 is being pushed to the next budget year to cover renovations for Morgan, about $80,000. And I think we have $12,500 for marketing dollars.
Are those required from the agreement?
Yeah, we're limited on how we can use them. And we've already been approved to use the funds the way that we have specified. So we can't take that $80,000, for example, and use it for salaries. If you recall, they were pretty specific about that. Now, one thing we are trying to get done, we have two more payments coming of roughly the same amount. And what we're trying to get done is to take the next payment and be able to use it towards our funding requirements for Northport Innovation Labs, our contribution.
Well, you know, we got a change in leadership there, and we've got a change in budget situation here. Seems to me that it might be worth an effort to try to see if there's some flexibility in how those that use that. I mean, that could make a big dent.
Yeah, and that's we're going to need the money anyway for Northport Innovation Labs, and that's it either comes out of that pot or it comes out of the other, you know, our operating funds. What we are trying to get done, anything we do to change that has to go through IA for approval, that agreement. So it's not just the leadership; it's IA.
What are the organizations that they're saying you're just using a bunch of acronyms?
Oh, sorry.
I'm a new guy. I have no idea.
So no problem. So
I don't know either. So yeah,
okay. So OEB.
Economic Vitality.
Yeah. IA is their boss, Intergovernmental Agency, which is both the City and County Commission.
Okay. 12 people.
And it's funny because you will hear interchangeably either IA or Blueprint.
Okay. Or Blueprint, yeah.
So IA is also. Okay, and so OEB is making funds available, but it's been for CapEx stuff and or.
So we did a deal with Danfoss. We had the land that they're developing right now, the 12 acres
next door to where we are.
Yep.
And the 4 acres of lease land. They OEB paid us on behalf of that project $805,000, paid out in three tranches. So the first at groundbreaking, second at completion CO, certificate of occupancy,
mm-hmm.
and the third tranche is 12 months after that.
Okay.
So, but because these were economic development dollars paid out of the sales tax funds, they had to put certain strings on how those funds could be used.
Right.
And so what they picked up on was the getting up site readiness, basically. Getting our spaces ready to lease, which is why they're letting us spend the money on the renovation piece.
Mm-hmm.
The marketing of space, you know, trying to get more space leased. They were fine with that. So that right now that's what's been approved. And then they made another allowance, which is anything that aligns with both of our strategic plans, both OEB's and our plan. Mm-hmm. And I made the argument that Northport Innovation Lab certainly aligns with both of our strategic plans. And what I haven't been able to get clarified is, does that require an amendment to the agreement through the intergovernmental agency, or can that just be said, yeah, that lines up with the agreement, but the attorney for OEB has not
got it.
Given me clarification on that.
So ideally you'd like to use some of this $805,000 for our portion of the Northport Innovation Lab build out.
Yeah, this number down here,
yep.
That's part of what I was thinking that would go towards.
And how much of the $805,000 has been distributed to us thus far?
Just $268,500.
So the first tranche.
Ground piece.
Yes, and so we've got that included up here in other income. So the current year forecast has that in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the balance is this 92.5. That's the balance of that will be used. We already have the cash.
Yep.
So that will be used next year.
It's sitting in our account. We just have to spend it yet.
Correct.
It's allocated.
And a little history, Danfoss had wanted us to donate the land as part of their agreement to expand and get more jobs in Tallahassee. And we basically said, that's the last bit of cash that we're going to be able to develop somehow. And OEB stepped in and said, all right, we'll make some payment for that land so that Danfoss can go ahead and build on that site.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yep.
Okay.
So, and then moving on down, the interest income, we did actually do a calculation to try to guesstimate what that's going to be based on declining cash balances that we put more money into the Northport Innovation Labs. The operating expense reimbursement is due to the that's the cost of the elevator refurbishment that's paid by FSU, because we have an agreement with them on the atrium in the Morgan building that they share proportionately on the expenses that occur in the atrium. And that elevator in Morgan building is actually exterior and shared by everyone in that atrium, so they get a share of that. Employee expenses, obviously that's a huge increase, primarily due to the addition of the business manager position, which with benefits and taxes and all of that's about 88,000, assuming the maximum that we're offering. Less the elimination of the executive director's deferred comp. And then I did include a 4% increase on the remaining staff salaries, which is about $6,000. We did plug in expected utility increases that we were told, which is going to be between 8 and 8.5% for the city. Cleaning and improvements. We had, this is where we're showing the expenses related to the renovations. So we had $200,000 originally in this current year budget. We didn't spend all of it, but we'll spend about $117,000 on the Collins renovation. And it also included $20,000 towards the National Park Service. I believe it's paint. And they have deferred that until this upcoming budget year. So we're required by the lease to do this. But fortunately, they've been working with us, and they don't really want the disruption. So they've been pushing it for a couple of years anyway. And then services increased about $7,000 primarily to the elevator modernization project. We have a, that's the consultant, how much of the expenses will be covered in the next budget. Professional fees, this is obviously a big chunk. And in that I included $48,000 to reflect the professional search services for the executive director position. If you recall from the board conversation, we're still working on that agreement. We have a draft of it. Kevin Graham is discussing that with the search firm, but that would be, I think that reflects, I forget the percentage now, 20% of the maximum salary. And then we also included $12,000 for the current year, we had a grant writer fees of $12,000 that had been in the professional fees. We moved to the grant expense. And then we had, in grant expense, we had reimbursable expenses for the ARPA grant, which we still have to expend. And that makes more sense when you see that grant schedule. Other program expenses includes the tech grant, $8,000, tech topics, and other events for a few thousand more. The tech grant expenses of $8,000 has revenue of $8,000 up above. So if you eliminate one, you'll have to eliminate both, but that's getting for the tech grant program, at least for the event. So
it paid pretty much for itself the last couple of years.
The event does. Yeah. Well, the last couple of years we've done it virtually, so that hasn't been an issue, but.
Yep. Hey, Steph.
Good morning.
But the intent is to go back to a in-person event at Goodwood in May next year. So we canceled it for October because we didn't get enough applications, but we would tend to do it in May next year. We'll start the process in January this year. So marketing PR, we have $31,560 in the budget. And it includes $12,500 from the OEB funds that I was discussing before. But that represents approximately 5% of the potential revenue you see on this schedule. It's about 5% of the potential revenue of the available space. So So we've got to, obviously we've got to spend money to make money. So we need to do a more concerted effort in marketing for that space. So that's the, in discussing Bill and his past experience, he said that's a fairly reasonable budget. Obviously, as we market space, that number could come down as far as what we need, but generally that's what he's looking at.
Go back to the sheet for just a second, Ron, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, see, I mean, while we got it up here, I'll just show you. So this is assuming $17 per square foot on the available footage. We guesstimate a cost per square foot, variable cost, that's just utilities, janitorial, things that are specifically rated, you know, related to square footage, load utilities. So estimated gross profit, we lease all that space is about $420,000. And as I mentioned in the summary, if you occupy 80% of that, you generate $336,000. Because I think as you once said, if you only lease 80%, you could make it. Is that?
Yeah. I got another idea of mortgage, new vehicles.
Okay.
Keep them coming.
Yeah. So the other expenses down here, this represents Calport's contract. We did extend the contract. So they have a modest increase there. And then property insurance, I don't have the quote yet. We're supposed to get that any day now. And I ask that, you know, whatever you're approving today, that you allow me the ability to adjust the budget to reflect the proposals that we receive. That proposal will be presented to the executive committee for approval in the upcoming month before the board meeting. So that's, they're projecting a 5% increase in insurance costs, which if that's all it is, it's probably good given what's going on in the insurance market right now.
Crazy.
And then in the capital budget, you can see we've got $261,000, and that basically is the $118,500 and $115,500 on the elevators. We have proposals back, and we meet at 10:30 in this room. Stephanie and I and the consultants will review the proposals that we receive. That represents those proposals. So,
and that's pretty close to what you thought it was going to be. And
it's actually a little less, I think, than what. Well, it's more than what it was last year. Yeah. It's less than
but you thought it might be 150.
I think we said 140, 145, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year we thought it was going to be 75.
So now we're
for an elevator.
Now we're somewhere in the middle. We got a couple $1,000 in for a computer because we're adding a position. It's going to need another computer. And then this, the copy printer fax that we've been band-aiding that thing together. They can't find parts for it anymore. So we think we might be able to get it for less than that. But it just depends. The problem is we're adding more volume down at this other end. So we might actually have to get two. So we may try to fit two within that budget as we're renovating this other end. We're going to have a lot of people, and they're going to have something on that end of the building.
And in the building, I'm guessing, has its own separate restroom facilities.
No, it's got two very small individual restrooms. Most of them will have to use these restrooms up here.
Yeah.
It does have a small break room. It's a fairly decent sized break room down there. They're painting right now, but if you guys want to walk down there after, we can.
I'd like to do that.
Take a look. But
is the door open or you got a key to it?
It's open. It's always been open. It's fine. So,
and I think it perhaps might be good to take a 5-minute break during our board meeting to let people walk down there, refresh themselves, and then come back in here just to see what we're spending money
on. Well, hopefully it's be done by the board meeting.
I'm hoping too. I'd like them to see it. What do you think?
End of September?
Yeah.
That's the objective.
I think so. Yeah.
We're waiting on some materials to come in, but
they're coming in tomorrow, actually.
Oh, good.
So it should be done.
The ceiling?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, right. And the carpet and the flooring?
Yes. So ceiling tiles and insulation are in tomorrow, and then they'll be installed next week. And then the flooring will go in and we'll be touch up painting will be done.
Okay.
So we'll be ready by then.
Are you getting any nibbles at all for people looking for space anymore? Where are we? Or is the market hot, cold? Well, you may want to talk about that too.
I would say incredibly cold.
Incredibly cold.
Yeah, we had.
Your thoughts?
Office space is a all-time high vacancy in certain areas of Tallahassee. But other real estate is hot right now. I don't know about this kind of space, but office space, and you know better than anybody, office space is pretty available right now.
Yeah.
And cheap.
Yeah.
But so this may be a good time to mention this, but I ran just some preliminary numbers. If we were able, and Eric has mentioned several times that FSU is interested in space and FAM maybe too. But you know, you put a schedule together on when you can lease up, and over maybe a 2 or 3 year period for office space we've got, or you try to cut a deal and say, we'll give you the space now, you got to take it now, and it's deeply discounted and maybe goes up $1 or $2 a year incrementally, and we make more money over time because we don't wait on it. And I'd like for us to consider some sort of plan that might entice FAM and FSU to take our space now at, you know, $10 or $11 a foot with a buck a year increases, but get it on the books. Now, I mean, Eric's mentioned to us how many times that they are dying for space.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask, what could we do to make it more attractive, right? Because if you say that office space is pretty vacant right now, what are some things that could make it more attractive?
Money is one.
Typically, we're at $17 a foot. He's saying offer it at $10 to $11 a foot.
Yeah, and I guess that's what I was saying before you said that. Like, what could we do to make it more attractive, and then do some really aggressive kind of marketing around that?
$10 square foot is, I don't remember how many square feet. What would that kick us in then?
We've got what, 30,000 square feet or something like that. Maybe it's not quite that much.
To do it the same. So that it's substantially less. So
yeah, but it's immediate.
Yeah,
3 years.
So out. It's about half. Yeah, about half.
And it's something versus nothing.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's how many square feet?
36,000-37,000 square feet.
$10. Okay.
Plus 340,000 that we could get immediately. And if you do the schedule on, I mean, I used a 2 year lease out, I think, or maybe even a 3 year lease out. And we'll lose some others along the way too, maybe gain some too. But, you know, it over a 5 year period, if we do something like 10 or 11 and go up $1 each year, we make a whole lot more money over the next 5 years than if we wait 3 years to get leased up at a higher rate.
As long as we don't commit to a longer term.
Well, that's what
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be some thought put into that.
Yeah. And Dr. Brady Stroud, I have been talking to Dr. Dev, and I don't know if you're familiar with what he's trying to do in the Morgan building, but.
Over in CAS, College of Agriculture and Food Science.
Yes, he's, we've been talking about the space that Keith used to occupy and the lab. And then even talking about doing a renovation for another lab, he's got the money, apparently the dean has the money to do the renovations and the move, but they can't get the dollars committed for the lease. So that's, which I guess comes under the provost. So.
Yeah, because some of this is different from the funding that they get, what the money can be used for. So, I mean, I can try to have a conversation with them and the provost to see what may can be done.
Yeah, that would definitely be helpful because he's very interested. We've talked many times, and I just talked to him yesterday and told me that's kind of where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing is, and I'm guessing FAM has the same interests, but I know FSU doesn't want to scatter them. They don't want offices in Commonwealth. And I mean, they want to get them aggregated and ready, you know, for sure.
It makes it
and we're
much more attractive here.
And we're valuable in that standpoint.
Right. Yeah, because we already have Centennial Building right here.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I can talk to them to see where they are, because I'm sure that it's more a matter of the funding that they do have and what they can spend it on versus what they can't, and then trying to get another source of money for the leasing part.
He tells me they have to demo his building. There's some requirement that they get that building demo. That's something to do with performance funding. And
so,
the
performance funding is not why they have to get it done. We have a couple buildings that are going to be demoed because of our campus master plan. And so the building that I think his stuff is in now is slated to be demoed. And so they're looking for space for those programs to go to. His is different in that he needs lab space that's harder to find on campus.
What is the demo schedule?
They don't have to have a set date certain yet, but trying to do it within the next year or two. But a larger part of it hinges on finding space for those colleges and schools that are located in there. So there's CAS has a program, the base program, which I think is what Dr. Dev is. They have our construction and engineering technology program is in one of the spaces. And then our CIS department is in another adjacent building. So there's, I know at least those three programs that they're looking to find other space for. His is the one though that has lab needs.
Yeah, and it's not classroom need. It's,
right. It's, know, yes.
Which is we couldn't do here, but
right.
With what he's talking about now, which is more grad student
right
stuff. So.
Which is why this would be attractive to him. And I'm sure too, because he probably knows about the Centennial Building, but I don't think there's space for them in the Centennial Building.
And we would still be required to lease this with a organization that is dedicated to research.
Yeah, it's broadly defined, but yes, something related to R&D.
Yeah, and so he's in the biological systems part of our College of Agriculture and Food Science.
Okay. Anyway, I just said anything you can do to help would be much appreciated.
What about do we need to formally propose this rent reduction plan and get it adopted for you to proceed? Or do you feel like you're prepared to offer that without
yes, the board would have to approve that because my authority is limited on how much I can my authority is limited to 10% reduction.
Yeah.
As in more amenities or whatever we might offer in addition to a typical market rate lease.
I think it'd be good before we leave here today to entertain a motion. And Tom has talked about it a lot. Maybe he could offer that motion that we propose that to the board at its next meeting to go ahead and get that thought process in the works.
Okay.
So. Let's put that as an additional agenda item somewhere on the today's agenda.
Okay. We got new business.
How have conversations gone with FSU regarding the fact that they're busting at the seams and need space?
Well, that at the last board meeting that was discussed, and Kevin Graham was supposed to talk to them.
Eric was very high on believing that something could happen with that, and Kevin raised his hand and said, let me see what I can do with it.
But it definitely needs to be high priority.
Should we try to put a timeline on it that this offer is a 90-day offer or something, or entice people to move quicker, or does that hinder us?
I will tell you, if you're going for the universities, putting a 90 day is not going to be good because just all the stuff that we have to go through to get the approval, if you're talking about spending that kind of money for that period of time.
Yeah.
Now, FSU may be quicker than us, but I think that would be a.
Yeah, this.
If you're looking at us as those entities, I would say that's not necessarily a good thing. If you're looking for others outside, then it may be.
I'm just thinking time is so much of the essence right now. While you were out of the room, we proposed that you would offer a motion at the conclusion of this meeting to authorize us to offer a introduction program to hopefully entice a tenant quicker. And then present that to the board for its consideration. Let's just get this thing moving.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
Could I comment before you make that motion? I suggest you not settle for $10. Mm-hmm. Some of the foundation and the university are pretty good negotiators. I'd go in at 12, that's about a 30% reduction. Under 17.
I mean, we get. I think scheduling it out, we can figure that out pretty easily, but I think that's still an enticement, but we won't all the, I mean, if truly FSU needs as much space as they say they need, and FAM, I think, needs some space as well, we offer it, winner take it. I mean, if you want it, take it, find a way to fund it. I mean, I know FSU's got some ways to fund it, or I've been told.
Can I recommend then that rather than having a specific proposal coming out of the budget committee, that Tom and I work together on a proposal to submit to the executive committee prior to the next board meeting to be ratified by the board?
I have no problem with that being in our motion. If you're willing to do that, perfect.
Yes.
I'd also ask that we just get an update on FSU and FAM and where those negotiations are before we decide, you know, to go in and offer rent reduction. Because it sounds like we think that there's an opportunity with FSU. We're hearing they're busting up seams, they need space. But Kevin is not here to tell us kind of how that conversation has actually gone or if it has occurred. It'd be good to know, I mean, if they do really need to move and want to move.
To my knowledge, nothing has happened.
So I think we should get an update on that conversation before we decide to offer an enticement. I don't doubt that we're going to need to offer an enticement, but just, you know, be interesting as part of the conversation to understand sort of if any outreach has been made.
We're so strapped right now for cash. We are really strapped. And this budget is going to show it when we get to the bottom line vote on it. And the only real opportunity we have is to find more rental income and to do it quicker than wait perhaps 1, 2, or 3 years until we find a tenant at a typical price. So that's somewhere I just want to make this thing move. Go ahead, Ray.
All the 31,000 square feet would be as is.
36,000, I think.
Yes.
Man, I would that kind of rate. Yeah.
This space back here is how many square feet?
11, almost 12,000. Now, well, that's not just that space. We've got include this massive down here, but we're already in the process of renovating that. But so, yes, if somebody wants to go in and move walls or whatever, they'd have to do that. But we already have the plan to spend $80,000 on the second floor of the Morgan building to do some basic renovations because it is rough.
Why not leave it at rough and save $80,000?
I've been trying to do that, but I haven't been able to lease it rough. I walked some folks from FSU through. And she couldn't get past looking at the ceiling. I mean, because it's bad. So we either spend the $80,000, which OEB has allocated for us to spend.
And that's money in the pocket.
Yeah. And make it attractive for others to lease. And you know, I think carpet paint ceiling tile is a base. It's got to look at least reasonably decent. If somebody wants to go. I've been trying that approach for the last 10 years. It doesn't work.
Yeah, and I just want to, I don't disagree with you at all about that. I do think if something looks terrible, but I also think there's two things we had to consider. The enticement's got to be good enough for them to want to come. A, B, they need to take the space that's available. I don't want to give away 5,000 feet for that price or 6,000. It's got to be, so we got to think through this. But you do a schedule. How long have we had 30,000 feet available to rent along that.
It's been back and forth, particularly with the Johnson Denton piece.
And
they had IT services, but again, it's all been FSU stuff.
Whenever. But if you were guessing, and you've been in this business for 10 years now, out here, how long would it take to consume 36,000 feet to get it leased out? 3 years, 5 years?
I'll be honest with you, I don't think price is the issue. I really don't.
What do you think is the issue?
Need. Understanding their need and having space available when they need it. When we lease the space, like we do with Anthropology, and we did it with IT services, it was because we had space available that they needed when they needed it. And usually time was the bigger factor. It's how quick can I get in the space? Because so, decisions get made kind of last minute. They have deadlines, they got to move.
So you think if people had the need and we had the space ready, that we'd be leasing?
I think we'd lease more. Not in all situations, but I think we'd lease more.
Great.
I think you're talking about two things. I think you're talking about trying to lease 800 square feet to a faculty member.
Or 3,000. You're
talking about leasing 30,000 square feet to the university.
I'm talking about if FAMU and FSU want space, get it for a discount.
Exactly.
Buy it today for tomorrow's.
I get what you're saying. Yes.
The difference is what people are looking for. And FSU probably doesn't want you to go in.
Probably not, because they want to do it the way they want to do it.
Because they may do something totally different than what you're seeking money into.
And I think, I heard now for a really long time that FSU needs space. They're dying for space. What's keeping them from taking space? What's encouraging?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Ray. And I agree. That would make sense in that scenario. Absolutely.
All right, Chair is ready to open the floor for any motion that cares to be made.
So go ahead and make it and suggest it.
Okay.
Take it back.
I'll make a motion that Ron and I work together to come up with a pro forma, basically enticing our university partners to take a big commitment.
You don't want to limit it just university partners only, do you?
No, probably not. University partners and others. For a big commitment. I mean, we need to figure out what that big commitment is. I don't want to lease 5,000 feet at $10 a foot, but
I agree.
Second.
Motion is made and second. Floor is now open for discussion. Ray, do you care to add comment?
No, I think you all on the same page. Be sure to incorporate Brian's coming back to the full board with your approval.
Okay.
Part of that.
My only point was, to the point that FSU needs space, we're trying to figure out if we can induce it, but Ron is saying he doesn't even think the conversation is occurring with them right now.
I don't think it has yet, to my knowledge.
And so when you talk about what's holding them up, I just, we need to have the initial conversation first, right?
For the last 2 or 3 years, that they're dying for space, and I've heard it in here and I've heard it outside. And what's keeping them from going? You may know the answer.
I don't at all. I when you just hear that there's no conversation occurring, I know for sure that would be a reason, right? If they're not even aware or there's no conversations occurring. But after that, I don't think you're wrong.
The conversations have not gone high enough. There have been conversations with facilities folks. There've been conversations with individual
department heads
or departments or organizations, whatever, within the universities, but never looking at, as Tom is discussing, a large chunk at one time, other than when they had the need for the National Park Service or the Department of Anthropology. That was 11,000 square feet at one time. And they did do the renovation.
Yeah, they sure did.
But I don't think price is the issue. I think it's just having the right people aware when they're doing the planning on space to make those decisions. But I think if that conversation occurred high enough up, I think they could make that happen.
Right.
I think this is all accelerated under President McCall.
Yep.
He came in and wants to take the university in much more of a research direction than a number of previous presidents have. And I think that's what's exciting. And talking about hiring 150 faculty members, Roddy Stroud would tell you what that means as far as bringing in scientists and engineers. What's that mean?
And the lab space that they're
going to
need.
Lab space is non-existent on the campus. So that's what they need to know. And they're looking at our incubation facility as a plus. But I said, also, look at this as a plus too.
10:30. Okay.
This is not probably, this motion is not the place, although it might be incorporated. I noticed that our only CPI is with the National Park Service. I would propose considering every release renewal inserting a CPI clause so that there's a column up there that's expenses that are required. We just take that out if you cover those inflation costs for CPI.
And we do.
And that ought to be added into your additional $1 a year increment plus CPI.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. We have a second to that motion. We have had discussion. Let's call for the vote. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by like sign. Motion carried. All right, if the two of you will have something prepared for our next board meeting, which is in October.
Well, we'll do something for the executive committee. Let the executive committee take the first crack at it.
And the next executive committee is in when?
The regular meeting is in September.
Yeah,
we have a number scheduled for the ED search, which hopefully will start happening, but it'll be the like third week in September, second or third week in September.
Okay.
That's an awful long time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think, I understand what you're saying, we could do that with the next executive committee meeting that we have. That would work too. There's no reason that
still would need to go to the full board though, correct?
Technically, yeah.
And if we had to, we'd call a special board meeting. We had to.
Yeah,
if we had somebody out there on the hook, I'd do call a special board meeting.
Yeah. And I think it starts with Kevin having that conversation.
Me too.
And this would give Kevin more meat to have a conversation, right?
So, I mean, we can at least tee up that there may be some inducements and, you know, what do you need? What are the barriers? Mm-hmm. You know, how can we work together to make this happen? And at least start that dialogue, because whatever dialogue we have,
we would, I'm guessing, consider at least a 5-year term.
Sure.
All right, two of you get together and make it happen. Ron, please continue.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's kind of the gist of what's going on. Let me go back to this. So I think I discussed the major components of that. So you can see we're at, including the capital expenditures, but before the Norfolk Innovation Labs, you're talking $663,000. I don't know how much of this detail you want to go through, but you can either go this way in the detail or we can go this way to the big picture.
Are we ready for the big picture or do you want the detail? Question is to our committee.
Yeah, because if you, the thing with the detail is there's no fat in there. It really is not. This is not an expense problem, it's a revenue problem. So, you know, the big picture is as of July 31st, you got about $175,000. We're looking at another $10,000 in over 2 months coming out. Just for operating expenses, about $91,000 still coming out for the Collins renovations. As I told you, that cash is already sitting in that balance. So that takes the available operating funds. That's about $73,000. And then the investments, as I mentioned, it wasn't $1.3 million that still come out this year for the infill matching contribution. So that would bring our investment balance down at the end of the year to about $2 million.
And then if you take the forecast, well, it says forecast, which is really budget, that's the 402.9 and the 261,000 capex, or 663,000. And the additional $470,000 in the matching contribution, if you recall, that's basically these numbers down here, the 402.9, the 261, and the and the, this 475.63. So you pull those numbers out for next year, and that leaves you with right about $1 million. And then the following year, what we did is we took this net operating income, have no additional capex, just the things that are in this number, this 402.9, that will not occur in the following year, just trying to guess at what that next year might look like. There's nothing in here for, you know, inflation or anything like that. So this is pretty bare bones. So adding those back out and subtracting other things, basically that gets you to $388,000 operating loss, assuming nothing else changes, which leaves you about $600,000 at the end of 2024.
All right, we're working on a different piece of paper than what's up there.
What do you mean?
This is a different printout than what you have on the screen.
Yes.
And so coming down then to the bottom line, is what? What number on here is the bottom of it? B134, that's a
budget.
Cash flow.
The budget?
Yeah.
Yes, I think that's the number that you want to approve, because that includes the capital expenditures, I would just say to approve this budget, because it includes all of the different elements that we're talking about. It's the earnings. And the only reason I say it this way is because the Attorney General is now asking for budgets and budget variances. This is the first time we had that happen. I submitted yesterday for the previous fiscal year. And they're going to want to know that we approved all elements of this. So this is different than what we've done in the past because of this $12 million, and we want to make sure we approve that as well. So we're approving this budget, which includes the cash flow before the capital expenditures of infill of 402.9, ordinary capital expenditures of $261,000, and the cash balances contribution of $470,563, which is the $1.1 million roughly.
Okay, that's a big red number.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I heard a presentation from our executive director.
So, and as you can see, that's the big red number coming out.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion is made to approve the budget subject to its being forwarded to the board. Is there a second to that?
Second.
There is a second to that. Is there further discussion?
Yes, I'd like to make a couple of comments. First of all of us are a little reluctant to vote in favor of this budget. I am.
I am. Don't vote really.
Having said that, I came in with a set of proposals that I was going to propose, including delaying the hiring of the executive director and allaying all the associated costs relative to that. I had a couple of other smaller things that get into the expenses. I had the CPI component for incremental. I still have a question about if, in light of Tom's package that he's talking about, and basically having that in an unrenovated condition. The $234,000 for the elevators in Fuquay and Johnson. Why do we need to move forward with that? When the rationale is basically either code requirements, which we're not going to rent it right now, it's not our problem, And secondly, to be more attractive to prospective tenants. Again, why not let whoever rents that space renovate those elevators and put that $234,000 back into our operating budget? That's, I don't want to get in and start picking that budget apart because I think you'd be here all day. But I'm just saying, I think there are ways to cut that budget by deferring, by delaying, by removing certain items in there. And that's why I'm reluctant to get into it. Well, honestly, reluctant to approve it, but I'm going to vote to approve it. Because I think so.
Well, you have a solid discussion point, and I think it's worthy of us beating that around a little bit. I'll first defer or ask our executive director, can this elevator project be moved 1 year to the future?
I don't think so. And I'll let Stephanie weigh in on this. I mean, we have a meeting to evaluate the RFPs. 10:30. She can tell you more in details.
So there's a new code requirement. We only have to the end of next year. It's going to cost around $15,000 to $17,000 per elevator. And I can email Ron the details. I forget the title and all that good stuff. Special kind of sensor. So we have to do that in order to comply for each of our elevators. Now, if we do that, the bare minimum. They'll have to, when we go to remodel and upgrade the elevators, which it's very hard for me to get parts for as it is right now, then we have to, it's like a waste of money. It's like we're throwing away our money. So if we comply, which we have to, and then we go and remodel, which we also have to, they have to remove all of those components anyways and redo everything.
And we also have existing tenants, like Career Source, who have been questioning why we haven't renovated those elevators, because they're very rough. So you stand to lose, you know, existing tenants because they don't like the quality of the space that they're in. And I don't know that they're going to leave over that, but it's just, I mean, they need to be done. And the other thing is, if you bring a tenant into the Johnson Memorial Building, are they going to want to renovate when they don't have the whole building? Now, Morgan might, you might have FSU with the whole building, but.
Along your thoughts, I'd feel better if we had a tenant coming in spending the $240,000. That's an investment in a new tenant. I live in a building that's got elevator problems, and I know it's a hassle.
We're living by a wing and a prayer right now. I mean, they have to go pull old parts off. It's very hard for me to get parts for especially the food waste center elevator when it breaks down. We have to replace parts because they don't make them anymore.
1987.
Yeah.
Where did you close the elevators down?
ADA, I don't think we could do that. We wouldn't be able to get anybody. ADA requirements, don't think we'd be able to do that. Because the only other way for anybody to use the elevator and get up to the second floor would be to use Johnson, but then they would have to access the space, walk through our space just to get to that second floor to be able to access Slagger or Morgan Building.
Right, I'll have to acknowledge and admit that I too have a question in my mind, could all of that be delayed another year or two? But I think, in my opinion, I'm hearing enough evidence that suggests it probably can't. Are there other comments from any other board member?
So let me get a clarification. You said that it was required to be done by the end of next year.
Yes, sir.
End of 24.
23.
Well, that's next year.
That's right.
So I see no reason not to delay that. Particularly in light of putting together a package that would have that building as part of the package.
But then with that planned out the package, if we're one of the ones that's going to be renting that space, then you're saying we have to come in and pay to fix the elevator? I'm just trying to figure out. I mean,
it would be in return for a significantly discounted rent.
I would think it's part of the
thought. Oh, I mean, I get it. I'm just saying that's still something.
Or it could be a, you know, a chip that, you know, you sign a lease for X number of dollars. We go ahead and do the elevators. I mean, it's hard to spend that on something that's empty. I mean, or functionally empty.
No, I get it. I'm just saying, again, I'm being devil's advocate.
But that's a cost that doesn't go. I mean, that's a benefit that doesn't go away. I mean, having a well-run elevator doesn't go away. So I guess whether we do it now or later, it's.
And it's common area. I mean, and we can't guarantee it's going to be all one tenant. You know what I mean?
Sure. Could be multiple. Other comments and discussion with regard to raise point that he's raised. Ray, did you have other issues you'd like to put out for discussion?
And that's really not a motion.
I understand. Discussion item.
Because as we go through the year, the decision could be made again. It depends on how your 10:30 meeting goes to be made.
And the 10:30 meeting will be to make a recommendation to the board on which vendor to go with, and that's going to come before the board at the October board meeting.
By then, we'll have some meeting possibly on the package.
How long do you expect that meeting to run?
Which?
10:30 meeting.
An hour? Less?
An hour or less. All right, you have heard a motion. That motion has been seconded. We've had discussion.
Can I ask that the motion include the authorization to amend the budget to reflect the changes in the insurance policy?
Summers.
Acceptable that modification to the motion.
Sure.
And second, you're acceptable. Motion is made then to include the amendments.
And I can't make modifications. That was somebody else has to make the first on that. And you made the second.
I'll leave it.
Okay.
Second. And Shauna seconded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, motion is now on the floor and seconded. We've had discussion. Those in favor of sending this budget poll to the board to consideration, I guess, for the executive committee first.
Yes.
For its consideration, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by like sign. Motion carries. Now you know why I wore a red shirt today.
What?
Are there other items then that we need to consider? Any other new business to come before the committee? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Can anyone like to take a walk through the other end?
Yes, I would. I would definitely want to do that.